On a table in the front room of the milking barn here at Nordic Farms, you can hear the murky liquids bubbling inside a series of foot-tall Erlenmeyer flasks. The scene seems more like a 70s-era chemistry set than a cutting-edge research facility, and in fact, the setup here is mostly for show. But it's also a live demonstration of a government-funded experiment aimed at finding out whether manure and runoff from dairy farms in Vermont could be converted into fuel oil for everything from jet engines to basement boilers. And according to officials at the government agency that funded the feasibility study, the experiment was a resounding success.
We've always known that Vermont farms and Vermont dairy cows make some of the best milk in the world. But did any of us ever know that these same cows can produce fuel oil?
That's Ted Brady, Vermont State Director for Rural Development at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The $51,000 USDA grant funded a year-long study overseen by the Burlington-based biofuel company GSR Solutions. Dr. Anju Daya is the president of the company and the brains behind the operation. At an event announcing the study's success, Daya tried to explain the complex process to laypeople.
So our effort has been to build a closed-loop system here that can utilize the waste coming out of the farms.
As Daya explains it, the waste is then fed to algae, which, under certain conditions, will then produce oil. The process also yields byproducts that can be converted into fertilizer and animal feed. There's nothing new about algae biofuel, which is being produced in far larger quantities at test facilities around the globe. But officials said Daya's enterprise is the first to produce oil by using farm waste as food for the oil-producing algae. Here's Todd Campbell, energy advisor to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture.
So this is an important first step, and that's what we're interested in at USDA, is proving out the concept, taking small steps forward to build, to optimize systems.
The hardest work for Daya and the industries that would benefit from her work is still ahead, and they'll be looking for more government help as they try to launch a more than $1 million project at Nordic Farms to see whether the process works at a larger scale. Here's Matt Cota, Executive Director of the Vermont Fuel Dealers Association.
So the big question we have ahead of us is, can we reach cost parity? Can we get from whatever it costs to build in the lab, and once we get a commercial scale, can you get to $3 a gallon? Can you get to $2.75 a gallon?
The process could also be used to convert waste produced at breweries and wineries. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Charlotte.